Good morning, students. Today we are going to discuss about the business services. As we know, commerce means trade and auxiliaries to trade. Trade means buying and selling of the goods or services, and auxiliaries or aids means all other activities which help the trade. For example, communication, transportation, banking, insurance. These are known as auxiliaries to trade. In this chapter, we are going to discuss different types of the services. Although services can be classified as personal services, business services, but here first of all we are going to discuss about the service. What is the difference between goods and services? As we can know that goods, articles, is a physical item. We can see that, we can touch that. But services cannot be seen, cannot be touched. We can feel that. For example, if you purchase a mobile phone from a shop, so we can see that mobile phone. But the service provider, a telecom service provider, maybe Airtel, Jio, Vodafone, whatever is that, we are unable to see their services. We are unable to see the network, but we can feel the network by a proper connectivity. So there are some basically five difference between a goods and service. Goods tangible, services are intangible. Goods can be stored for future use, but services cannot be stored. Inseparability, goods can be separated, but services cannot be separated. Inconsistency, there are different types of the goods and there are also different type of the services, but depend on the needs. For example, may visit to the garage or repair shop for some other problems, or some may also visit to the same place for a different reason. Inventory, goods can be stored, services cannot be stored. There are three types of the services. First one, social services, which provide benefit to the society. Second, personal services, for example, tourism, restaurant, which has been provided to person for a different activity. Next, business services. Business services means all the services which helps the business. For example, banking, insurance, communication, warehousing, transportation, etc. So, in the business services, we are going to discuss about the bank. So, first of all, what do you mean by bank? Bank is that place or institution which accept our deposit and provide loan. So, bank is an institution which deals in money and credit. Definitely, it collects deposit from the public and supplies credit and facilitating as an exchange. Definitely, bank also provide different activities or services. So, the functions of bank can be classified in two categories: primary function and secondary function. Primary function, accepting deposit in the form of fixed deposit, current deposit, saving deposit, recurring, multiple upon. Then the second function, lending money as a term loan, bank overdraft, cash credit, or discounting of bills of exchange. Bank also perform some secondary functions, just like agent functions or general utility function, which includes locker facility, work as a mediator. Nowadays, a new word, e-banking. E-banking has become very famous, although mobile banking is also there. E-banking means electronic banking, in which the fund is transferred in an electronic mode. It includes electronic fund transfer, automated teller machine, ATM, debit card, credit card, telebanking, core banking, and NEFT. It also includes RTGS. There are different benefits, merits, or advantage of e-banking to a customer. Customer can enjoy this facility 24 hours a day and 365 days. Customer can make the transaction without visiting to the branch, and definitely it increases the customer satisfaction. E-banks also provide facilities or services to the bank. Some benefits of e-banking to banks: it reduces the cost of transaction. Definitely, it reduces the load of branches, workload. And definitely, it provides competitive strength or advantage to the bank. In the next topic, we will discuss the further chapter as well as the next service provided in a business service.